Fresh FM stands up for the men who show up. For their friends, their families, and themselves. Fresh Men's Mental Health Month. Let's keep the vibes positive and the minds healthy with some heart and soul.
That's right, 7:28, that's your time on a Monday morning. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. It's a Monday morning where we will continue our Men's Month series on Fresh FM. Now, we started with this last week, isn't it, Shaquan?
Yes,
where
yes, yes.
We, as a brand, we decided collectively that we will strictly focus on issues from our perspective. We will talk to gentlemen of all walks of life. We will understand our bodies as men, what is happening with our bodies. What are our concerns? What is happening with us emotionally? We will try and tackle stigmas. You know, men don't cry, men should cry. Which one is it? Damn it, we don't know. That's what we will do throughout the month of
November.
Of November.
Yeah.
Now, Shaquan.
Yes.
One thing about us gentlemen, especially in the Namibian society, in the Namibian context, right? And I've said this many times, right? As Namibians, we suck at dating. Like, we are horrible. We, for some reason, we, especially this generation, you know what I mean? Our parents, oh, they married, they 40 years together, 30 years together, what?
Yeah.
But for some reason, this generation of Namibians, we struggle when it comes to matters of the heart. And more so, if you look at the stats, Shaquan, if you look at the stats, you see gentlemen committing the most hideous crimes against the vulnerable parts of society, which is women and children. And was it not last week, even when I said, you know, Shaquan, you look at some of these cases, a majority of these cases, when you do a bit of digging, You see a guy who killed his woman, and when you do a bit of digging, you'll see it's an ordinary guy. Not a single record to his name, maybe a parking ticket, and you wonder, boy, how did this gentleman go from maybe just having a parking ticket or maybe a high school record for fighting one of his boys in grade 5? You know what I mean? To ending a whole life. And I've said we need to be brave and honest about some of these reasons. One such gentleman that is going to be brave enough and vulnerable enough for that matter and share his ordeal that he was very public about on his Facebook page is we call him Mo King, but his real name is Moses Karimuti. And he's a gentleman that we know from the industry and also just business. You know, he has faced these challenges. We all know his challenges, but this is not about that. This is about his recent relationship and his recent ordeal with his ex. Moses Mo King, my man, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it, my man.
The pleasure is mine. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Mo King, but you in the 2025 has not been an ideal year for you.
Absolutely. I can't wait for you to end.
At this point,
I feel
right?
like, yo, same.
At this point. Because Shaquan, one evening with the love of my life, she goes on Facebook and she's like, it's a baby, check who you saw. Is this not your bra? I go on Facebook. Because the thing is, like, you know, sometimes I suck at reading people's things.
You know what I mean?
So I didn't quite realize what he was going through. Right? She's the one that showed me, and I check now, and he sees life, and he's, you know, he's dropping receipts, and he's sharing his ordeal. And there are thousands of people on his life. And I finally go through his Facebook, I see what he's been saying, and I'm just like, wow. So let's start off with it, Mo King. Let's start off with this relationship, the one that just ended. When did you guys start dating? Let's start from the beginning.
That's a good one. Well, one, we started in June.
This year now.
June this year. Yeah.
It was this year still.
It was a 2-month relationship. 2 months, June, July, finish. And in that 2 months, I tell you, I wish I can turn back the hand of time. I wish I never met the person, and I wish so many things because I have never, I'm 44 years old. I've never, ever, ever would have imagined so much drama in a 2-month-old relationship.
Relationship, you know?
To a point where I even went public and confessed that I have 16 kids, which I say proudly because it's on my Facebook.
Yeah, I do
have 16 kids. It's it's a topic for another day.
Yeah.
From 15 different women. I have a very great relationship with my baby mamas, all of them, each and every one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
As a hustler, as you know, I've been taking care of my kids through, you know, through everything, through it all, you know, and I've always kept them from the public eye,
except
two of them are now are DJs now and whatever. So this is really quite, it was shocking. And I think even the way that I reacted is really what you just said, that nobody ever really prepares for that. I would have never, ever imagined that. I mean, as a former DJ, being on TV, presenter, acting, whatever. You know, we used to get the girls and we had the best girls. We had the VIP treatment in the clubs. And, you get any girl that you want. So to actually meet someone that really we just met, and then in that short time, I really, you know, the one thing about me, and I think with many men, is that when I laugh for real. You know, even if I have one or two of my side here and there, when you love, I love for real. You want to give your all into this relationship. And also now that you're 44, my firstborn is 24 years old. My second is 22. You know, I can no longer do this thing. So I was also waiting and hoping, hey, man, let me meet someone that I actually put a ring and walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
And then I meet someone who also said they are done, you know, with life and they're ready to settle.
Playing the games.
Before you know, I'm picking rings and buying rings and picking dresses
in 2 months.
Please, I already had that. Please, Shaquan, be nice.
Sorry. You know what? Let me keep quiet.
So, besides that, really, you know, as I mentioned to my brother that the case is ongoing. So there's a couple of merits and demerits I will not want to go into.
Of course, absolutely.
But also to mention that the person that I was with for about 2 years, we had a misunderstanding during their time.
Of course.
So that's the one thing that I would also want to tell gentlemen, guys, stick to that lady that you had like for the longest time. So during that time that we had our misunderstanding is exactly the 2 month that I went to lose close to $500,000.
Wait, hold on.
In 2 months.
So you were in a 2 year relationship.
I was in a 2 year relationship.
And then that relationship sort of kind of took a break.
We had a misunderstanding.
You couldn't come to the same table.
Yes.
So in that space where it's like, you know what? You take your space, I take my space.
Yes.
You went to go meet this person.
So I meet this person.
Okay.
And that is the 2 months of my goodness. Because within that 2 months is when, for the very first time in 44 years, I end up in prison. In those 2 months, I've learned also quite a lot of things. One of the things that I've picked up, and this goes to men, the justice system in Namibia need to be reviewed. One, if Shaquan goes now to the magistrate court to get a restraining order against NSK, they don't ask NSK anything. They give an interim restraining order. Without, so whatever reason,
without your presence,
without you. So whatever reason she goes there, even if she go lie, they take her side and issue an interim protection order.
No, man, that cannot be correct.
Exactly. This is exactly...
And that's exactly what you experienced.
And this is exactly what I personally experienced to a point where it was never confirmed and we're still going on with it because I managed to bring the evidence that the person have lied. So that's the problem. And I even questioned the magistrate myself. I said, this is one of the reasons why. Now I've seen that. Why a lot of men sometimes really, the system fails them in many ways, in many, many ways. I had a situation where someone that I know slept with a girlfriend. He was drunk. She went through the phone and noticed that he's cheating. She stood up, went to the station, opened a case, and they came and arrested him for rape. Obviously, they will find most DNA because they slept together. But the law, unfortunately, take her side. Even if he say, this is my girlfriend, the fact that she goes to the station and open a case of rape out of spite and revenge, there's nothing like that. Went through the person's phone. The law protects the women more. And that's what creates frustration within men.
With the gentleman.
With the gentleman.
Make us understand. Contextualize for us in the 2 months.
Yeah.
Or what happened? How did she get to that point where she... rained all of this hell on you? Like, what did you do? Let's as men, we also need to learn to account.
No, absolutely.
What did you do?
Yeah.
Let's look at what you did, and then we take it from there.
No, absolutely, and I appreciate that, because one of the things that I've picked up while I was very angry when I was in jail. I was angry with everybody. I was angry with everyone and everybody, because it's the very first time. You know,
just so I understand, you were in jail because of her.
Yes,
in that case,
because of that.
Okay, we will get back to
yes.
it. Okay,
I was in jail for about almost 3 months.
Sure.
A lot passed by. My sister died. My cousin Jackson Jr. died. Russ died while I was in there. Everything happened. You know, I felt like coming out is like, whoa,
yeah.
So much happened. I was busy, you know, renovating and building, whatever. So I have to redo. But anyway, so what happened in these 2 months? And this is what it is. I owned up. After a while, you know, you end up in, what can you do in prison except praying and writing and planning and thinking and reading the papers, because that's all we are allowed to have there.
Yeah.
So, and then also I started asking myself, what did I do? What I did is something that I should have not done at the age of 44. I should have not cheated on the person I was with, who hustled with me when I had nothing, who stood by me. And here's the funny thing. I'm back with that person. And it is that person who helped me through this whole ordeal, who visited me.
The two-year relationship.
The two-year relationship.
We are back together. Mm. She is actually the one who stood by me against all odds up to now as we speak. Because she believed me. She knew when everyone else... This other person went to tell people different version of things. This person knows me very well. And to a point where I was even angry with my colleagues, you know, officers who believed the other person's version without verifying, and now that is finally coming out, we're sitting in a situation where they're like, oh, but now like, oh, of 3 months of sitting in a jail for something I've not done. So what happened in the relationship is very simple. I'm a flirt, okay? I'm a herero. I have my shiramwes that text me and call me Murume Nduanje or baby and whatever. We have those things. Not because I sleep with them, I don't. It's a thing that we have. Now, if this person that does not understand this thing, go and read my hubby, and then they're like, who is that? And then you are arguing and fighting. So the relationship was extremely toxic in that 2 months.
Because of that small element.
Because of the element of...
I'm happy you mentioned that, because tomorrow we won't have someone from the traditional authority in studio just to contextualize all of that for us.
Yes.
Just FYI.
Yes.
Please continue.
So because of that, the person became extremely possessive, extremely jealous, extremely. And because I'm a workaholic, my brother, you know me. My friend used to say, Moses, you fit to be Nigerian. Anything you want, I go get for you. I do anything that brings in money.
Exactly.
You know,
you're a hustler.
3 o'clock, wake me up. If there's opportunity, I'm on my feet, I'm there. So when you come back home tired and you're with this person, first of all, in the old age, I became religious. I go to church. I love God. I created a relationship where I admired about the person, because we worship together. We pray together. You know, so we listen to songs together. So when I fall asleep, person goes through the phone, and then they discovered baby mama sent something, or my shiramwe, or someone, you know, say, and then the person will question you. And what I did most of the time, I wake up and I went to patrol. I went to work to avoid. 3 times I packed my things. Okay, now how I ended up there also, it was economical to say, look, listen, why are you renting there if I have a 3-bedroom place here? Why can't you just come stay together? And I thought, why not? Because I'm building anyway the village to save money.
And,
that's the reason.
And she moved in the first month?
No.
She suggested
because to cut cost, and because I'm also in and out all the time, in and out of the country, out of town and so forth. So within that 2 months, trust me, it's actually really a month that I stayed, you know, but it was already toxic. The red flags were there. And I think this is also one of the things that men we should avoid. If the red flag is there, it's just red. Don't make it gray. Ladies have a gift they were given by God. Not is it God or from the Garden of Eden already. Ladies just have that thing. That for some reason you just want to see the good in it, you know. So it was toxic. I mean, I had to pack twice. I was kicked out, and I went, and then forgiveness. Let's try again. And you're like, and I'm thinking, you know, at this age, why run to another person? Why not make this one work? So what happened is when the person now
found those texts,
find this thing, questioning too much, I decided I had to get out of a moving car twice. Guys, you have actually buried me. That's something I actually didn't even really say.
Oh,
I had to literally, that's how toxic it was. That it's shocking to realize that there are really women like that. We read about it. When you read it happened to other people, you don't think it could happen to you. Mm-hmm. Because I've never, someone that is so, what is the word, you know? And they just don't, you have to literally open the car. They don't want to stop. And I had to get out of a moving car. Just to get out of the relationship, right? And getting out of the relationship became a baptism of fire. Why? Because now we're working together, and the person now decided to make my life a living hell at the workplace. And then the person got a restraining order that bars me from coming to where we're both working. I'm busy fighting that. My last salary was in August. I've not had money. I'm hustling, zularing, but it is what it is, because I feel I really came from a place where I would have known what I would have done. In a way, I was telling my spiritual mother that I think jail was also good for me. It's bad to say that because I lost one or two business, but it was good for me in a way because it made me sit reflection. Down and reflect.
Mm.
And now I'm thinking,
pump the brakes a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So now when I'm reading all these other guys that are killing and doing all these things, I actually understand. I'm not saying I came close to killing, but I think it brought you to a place where you don't know what you're capable of doing. When someone that you felt that you loved them and you gave your all and you did all that you had to do within that space and time turns around and becomes the very person that has the biggest sword or the dagger that actually they don't even think twice to step it in you with a smile. You know what I mean? Like, you know, watch these movies, they're like Psycho.
Yeah.
A person smiling while they're actually cutting you in pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they don't really care about you. They don't care what happens to you. They don't care what happens to your career. I you know what I mean? Like, they simply don't care.
Hold that thought, Mo King. You need to tell us where you met this woman so that the rest of us brothers can avoid this place.
And
please.
Also, I need to understand the $500,000 that you spent on her.
Yes, you need to contextualize that for us.
Half
a million. In 2 months.
What happened?
Okay. No. We'll get to it. Right. We'll get to it. 7:45. That's your time. Stick around.
I want to be, in a world.
It was a Fresh FM Road Report. Namibia's breakfast never sounded this good.
Good morning.
NSK and Shaquan, 102.9.
It is 7:49 on Namibia's Art and Soul. That's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. Men's Month on Fresh FM. We have Moses Karimuti in studio, also known as Mo King. He has been in a battle with his ex for various reasons, and it's a very public battle. It's everything is on his Facebook fan page.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's obviously now accusations being exchanged, and now we have learned that Moses has been in holding cells for almost 3 months as a result of that case. Moment, you need to explain to us that $500,000. How did you spend $500,000 on her in under 2 months? What happened? And break it down for us, Buddha.
What happened is that, as I said, the matter is before court, so I can't go into the merits and demerits. But just to give a little bit overview is that my boss invested in this company. And that company, and then
Your private company now?
No. In the company where she's working.
Okay, right? Okay.
So now because I'm his PA this side, he asked me to assist with marketing the other side. So I actually had two jobs.
Okay.
Here and there. And because of that now, everything, all the transactions went through my account. I did everything for him, someone with the sizable amount of money. So all this money go through my account. And obviously, my girlfriend at the time would have seen that all this money was going through my account. Just to give you a quick one, in 3 months from May, June, July, that account, my personal account, had about $643,000 going through it. So some transactions is money that come to me, some is money that I have to do on behalf of, you know, it's a PI, go pay this, go pay that. So, and then now he invested into that business where he put in a lot of money as well. So now I'm now working there. And then now we start, you know, having a relationship with the person. So what had happened is that there was supposed to be an exchange. I wanted a smaller car, commercial, you know, because patrolling up and down.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
And the person had that car, which is a smaller one. And then mm-hmm. eventually I got a very nice Mercedes-Benz from a medical doctor who his contract was about to expire. So he wanted to sell and get something smaller in case they don't renew him.
Yeah.
Mm. Renew the license, you know. So I got this for $343,000.
That's not the Benz now.
The Benz that I bought. I bought it for $343,000. Initially, he wanted $345,000. I negotiated. That's what I'm good at. Then I got this car. So the idea was, all right, so NSK, I give you, you give me that car that
the
I want.
One that,
the small
yeah.
one.
Yeah. And I give you this one and you pay me the difference, which amounts to about $200,000+.
Okay.
And then you apparently waiting for money from somewhere that you are able to pay.
And she understood this deal.
The deal was clean and clear because then everybody's involved. The boss is involved who sent the money to me. Because it's almost like a loan that I'm taking from my boss.
Mm.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because then I'll be indebted to him in case anything happened.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
But then for some weird reason, now you, because we have issues in the relationship, you go to the boss and you now start bad-mouthing me. Because you want to win him over, whatever you did worked so nice that suddenly my boss is not talking to me. He's not taking my calls. I'm calling him. He's not, you know, but then we're in the same car. Then he calls you and you're on speaker in my car. Now I'm hearing that, oh. So that's when I realized that I was played, like really played. This is like a script out of a Nigerian movie. Really, because this person, I've known them since 2022, is like an uncle, someone that I'm close to, mm-hmm. that I know everything about him, does do everything. Everybody knew yeah. I'm with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
and both of us being Hereros, you know, we speak the same language. And then suddenly now you allow this person to come in between. So how I lost the car eventually is that my Bible suddenly team up with the other person.
Yeah.
They go to, because we had an issue with my work now, which is the force site, right?
Mm-mm.
Where some of the things that I put on social media, I have to be called in, you know, as an officer, you cannot do this, you cannot do that, you cannot do that.
Yeah.
So because of that, they try to come in between. But when they're trying to come in between, this person is not genuine at all. She continues actually going behind my back to look for every other possible thing. One, to make it look like I'm lying, even though I have overwhelming evidence. That's why you realize what was put out. Apparently, I violated the Communication Act. I had to study that to realize I didn't.
Hmm.
Because the only time that I can defame you, Shekwan, is when I post a rumor or a lie or a shebeen talk on my social media, right?
About Shekwan.
About you. Mm. That's the only time I defame you or criminal injury.
Yeah.
But if I'm telling the truth, if I'm saying, Shekwan, we dated.
Yeah.
Me and you were at the wedding in Okakarara where we slept in a tent, and here's the picture, and here's the conversation. That is not defaming.
Hmm. Okay, so where's the small car at this point now?
Say?
Where's the small car at this point?
Ah, everything is gone.
Everything is gone at that point, but because the two of them teamed up. Okay.
Yeah, so everything is gone.
So the value of your small car? Yeah.
Gone. They both have both now. To a point where I was fired by not actually being fired. I don't know I'm fired. My last salary came in August.
In August, yeah.
I'm waiting for my salary as we speak. And apparently the company is, liquidated, which is not true. So this, as I said, this is now before the lawyers, because at the end of the day, it's really, really just, it was almost to get me out of the way.
Yeah.
To do whatever they try to do.
So the value of the small car, the Benz, those ones are gone. And the rest of the amounts you mentioned, you're picking out rings and stuff.
Yeah, okay. At least that one I sorted out. It was money that was borrowed that I ended up paying for things that I have in the statement.
Okay.
And when my lawyer wrote to say, look, I want this money, the person replied with a lawyer to say, no, apparently, I don't owe them anything and I must write an apology. Or else they're going to sue me. I said, no, bring it on. And they never sued me because they knew I was telling the truth. So this person actually really, really, really just did everything to try and make it look like whatever comes out of my mouth is a lie, though I've all the evidence.
What else did you do what for else her? Did you, yeah. We're about to just head into the news.
Okay.
But what else did you do for that relationship in those 2 months?
In those 2 months, I was the most loving person that to a point where I don't even know where some of these things came out. I did the flowers. I did the surprises. I did the baskets. I did we did the walks. We did the drive through scenery. We did the buying, taking care of the person's kids like my own, buying for them literally and attending to activities, and I did every loving thing. That's why those videos actually went viral, where people called me and say, Moses, you never did this with me when we were together. You know what I mean? Mm. So I did things that I have never done. So I did my part.
Okay. So as we close off this thing, Puta, I will tell you this.
Yeah.
Right. In the Namibian society, I'm not so sure about other societies around the continent and the world. A simple thing, and I'll start off just from high school, right? You'll give a girl your hoodie.
Mm.
Yeah.
When you break up, you never get that hoodie back.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost weird to ask for the hoodie back.
Yeah.
You are told, listen, you're a man, you spend that money, the money's gone, move on. There's no conversation about how you felt about spending that money. There's no conversation about what it actually did to you financially. Yeah. There's no conversation about what you had to do to get that money to spend it on her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And obviously that translates was now on a bigger scale in society in Namibia, where now you get the posh gift.
Yeah.
You pay maybe for whatever that she maybe the rent or the what.
Yeah.
And then when it breaks up, there's almost that expectation of society on you and me.
Yes.
Don't be asking for that back. Yeah. How dare you ask that back? You're exactly. A man, move on.
Exactly.
What did that do to you?
Man, and that's where the misunderstanding came in. There is money that was borrowed, which was business transaction.
Okay.
So that was different. When the person is telling you, I'm expecting this money by next week, can you borrow me this money? And I borrowed that money. So there's different. I'm not even claiming the food and claiming all the other things. I mean, because people are saying, Moses, are you also going to unsex her? Are you going to give back the sex? I'm like, what are you talking about? There's a difference. And then there's also the issue of people saying I was being vengeful, which is not the case. Mm. It's not. My money is my money because I was busy transaction. Yeah. So what he did to me really...
Do you think that she probably perceived it as a gift?
She's playing the victim, but the truth is that she knows the money that she borrowed and the money that I gave, I'm willing to let go of that, which is even also a lot, but I don't have a problem with that.
Mm.
But she knows exactly, this was a transaction of money that it was not even for a business I was supposed to do in SA. I didn't even get to go. I'm now have to go hustle again to go better. So there's a big difference between what you spend in a relationship. So this is not me going back and say, bring back the week I bought you, bring back that. I didn't even mention all that because I did that as well. But I don't bring that. I'm not, you know what I mean? Mm. This is different. And also now it shows if my salary is delayed and all these things are delayed, it shows the person is actually the one who is spiteful up to now.
So my thing is, Ney, there's this thing of like sometimes you just like... When God is preparing new wine out of you, you kind of have to go through the fire, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
How did the situation break you and how are you in a space of rebuilding now?
I mean, actually in a better space now. I tell you, I feel now I had to trace back and go back to, they say when you find yourself lost, turn around and look for something that looks familiar. That's when you know, I'm not lost. I really had to go back and realize the mistakes that I made. I'm reconnecting with my kids. This person that I'm with, that I should have stayed with, I've learned my lesson, that we are actually now getting married in August. And now everybody think, when I post that, they think, Moses, that is too fast. You know, I'm like, they don't know the backstory. And then also one thing I've learned during this time is that just don't share everything. Namibian society can actually also lead you to a place where they judge without getting the backstory or the information. You know, everybody just wants so much to say, but nobody calls you. But then I also made good friends. Yesterday I was with an honorable, I cannot mention,
who
became close friends that I sat with her the whole time. And, you know, because through this, she called in and said, Moses, do you need to talk? Do you need anything?
Yeah.
Do you need, you know? So I've learned quite a lot. And I think I want to tell advice to men. just take break away a bit. You know, for the first time being without my phone for 3 months, I felt like I was going to die. But now I have learned what to do on it. And, you know, I'd rather use it for business, not for any other
thing. My man. Well, Moses Smoking, thank you so much for being honest about
and vulnerable and
sharing your version of events.
Mm.
Of course, the case is sub judice, you know. Yeah. You still need to go back to that matter.
Yeah.
But it is Men's Month. That's why we made it a point to get the perspective from your end.
Mm, to understand.
So. Yeah.
Shekwan, your final words?
To thank you for your time, your vulnerability, your strength. And I know that there are also men out there that are listening that will be able to relate to your story. So thank you for being a voice for them. And we wish you nothing but the best in terms of the case.
Yeah.
And may the truth just come out and set you free.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's thank you.
Mm. Well, it's 8:02, a tidbit late with the news. We do apologize for the delay. But we're playing it right now. That's our promise to you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Just leave it at that. If you missed the conversation, it will be up on our website in the next 10 minutes or so.
Fresh FM stands up for the men who show up. For their friends, their families, and themselves. Fresh Men's Mental Health Month. Let's keep the vibes positive and the minds healthy with some heart and soul.